You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Wow, what a show we have for you tonight. You know, we're talking about risks. You know, which risks should you take to make your life absolutely amazing? You know, I think a lot of times we don't understand what risk taking is. What does it mean to be a risk taker? And then what kind of risk can you actually take to make your life better? You know, that's always kind of funny. You know, it's like a conundrum. You hear people say, oh, you should risk money in the stock market. You should do this. You should do that. And then you hear the exact opposite. People saying, don't lose your shirt, don't do this, don't do that. You'd be an idiot to make that move. But in reality, what kind of risk can we take and can you take personally to change your life from here on out? Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful, Ashley, and I take a risk every time that I come on the Ashley Burgess Show.
You certainly do. Take a personal and professional risk.
I do,
yeah.
Yes. I do.
God bless you.
I know. I mean, but somehow I managed to get through it unscathed.
You do.
Relatively unscathed.
Relatively.
Yes.
It's all in perspectives.
It's all in perspectives. That's a good segue into the show.
Kind of nice, eh? Keenan, how you doing tonight?
Yo. I know, right?
What's up?
Hey, nothing. You know, I'm over here in the studio. You always got to bring that up. Why? Anyways. But yeah, I'm doing good on air, taking risk. You know, taking risk and also taking names also as well. So, you know, it's good to be here tonight, especially tonight. So
tonight's the night, baby.
I know. Tonight is the night. Tonight's always the night, isn't it?
It is.
All right.
Any night the Perspective's on, it's the night. It's the place to be, I'd say. The place to be.
Word.
And join us tonight is pretty cool because I thought, you know, when you think about risk, you think about people out there that take risks every day. The people that you see doing crazy stuff that you like, you look on TV or you look on ESPN or you look on this station, you look at that station, and you see people just doing crazy stunts and crazy sports, and you go, wow, that's some risk taking right there. So I got Spencer Bass on tonight. He's a pro BMX athlete. Spencer, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be here. It seems awesome. So
it's awesome, man, because you're taking some risks about being here.
Yeah. Hopefully I can keep my sponsors after the show.
Oh, yeah, you can. I hope so. Yeah, that's all good. Yeah. Give us an idea. Who do sponsor you? Like, who sponsors you right now?
I currently ride for Gatorade, Oberto Beef Jerky, Sony Europe, Lando Footwear, Chocomonk Chocolate, Triple D Clothing, Unmac, VP Pedals, Alienation Parts, Alliance Skate Park, Novit Gloves, and I think that's everybody. I hope I didn't forget anybody.
There was no boner pills in that one either, though.
No,
that was
no boner pills.
None of the Cialis and nothing
well,
like that?
You know, I'm still young, so hopefully I don't need boner pills, so...
It's for the older gentlemen watching BMX on TV, and they're like, I wish I could be him, but...
Wanted to revisit their BMX days.
Exactly.
Or whatever the equivalent was.
You know, maybe I should talk to my agent about putting that logo on me just for that market audit.
Yeah, they're going to expand your perspectives.
There we go.
There's another segue.
And instead of the two bathtubs, you have two separate BMX bikes. The woman on the pink one and then the man on his, and they're holding hands between the two bikes.
And it's a romantic.
And it says Cialis for the BMX... used to be somewhat
they're holding hands and doing wheelies and flips.
When you've
and
retired and you wish that you had been a professional BMX, you can still feel like you are with your wife, even though your wife has probably never ridden a bike like that, but y'all can hold hands.
You know what? If this works out, you guys get like 10% or some of it. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
I'm there.
I'm shaking your hand right now. Shaking your hand right now.
Here's another 10% of my salary.
Yeah, let's do this. I like
right.
this.
I don't know how Cialis will work for my image too well, but I mean, you know, the pocketbook will probably like it.
I mean, Viagra. I mean, but I'm just going with it. You know, but I think Cialis is a really good one because you got the two bathtubs. Now we're just going to switch it up with the bike. I think it works out great. I mean, you can switch it up with any item, but I think this would work out pretty good, you know? And it's kind of like, you could do it with, like, the guitars. Because, you know, there's so many men out there that wish they would have been in a professional band. You know, they wish they would have been on the rock and roll tour, you know, having
the
all the women
god,
and
yes.
traveling all the world. And you could have, like, Cialis for the wish that you were a professional guitar guy. I don't know. Just I'm coming up with ideas here, and I know that this is completely off the risk-taking ideas.
It's a different perspective. And for our listeners who are listening live with us tonight, we'd like to know their perspective. How can they do that, Ashley?
How can they do what?
Give us their perspective.
Oh, they can go online on Facebook right now on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess or Ashley Burgess, or they can tweet us at Ashley Burgess, you know. And if they want to listen to old shows, what can they do, Bill?
Well, they can get on iTunes. They can go to your website, ashleyburgess.com, or they can get on Spreaker.
Spreaker, and you just put in Ashley, you'll find it. It's pretty easy breezy. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about what does it mean, first off, because I think that's more important. What does it mean to be a risk taker? We all hear about risk takers. Oh, so-and-so is a real risk taker. Like, back in the day, I'm sure people were all like, you know, Dale Carnegie. Now, that's a real risk taker there. You know, he's a real gung-ho, go get ya.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison was probably a risk taker.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think a risk
taker? George Washington was a risk taker, if you think about it.
Yeah, some people say he was into UFOs, too, but I don't know.
Well, he still is.
Did they even know anything about
Elvis.
UFOs back then?
They claim they did.
I don't know. Did they? You're the science guy.
No, they didn't.
Okay. They had to have known something about UFOs.
No,
like
they didn't.
They had that. There's like some sort of painting, actually, in the Library of Congress that was painted at the time of Washington when he was actually the president. And it actually shows some green type of activity. And they went on to Ancient Aliens and they talked about how he believed in UFOs.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, Spencer.
For the record, anything on Ancient Aliens... I love UFOs. I like studying this in my free time when I travel all the time. Like, it gives me something to look at. But anything on Ancient Aliens, I feel like, is what they're telling you that they want you to hear, kind of thing, because it's mass media. So, bits
well, yeah,
and pieces
I mean,
of,
like, I'm very familiar with the Ancient Alien theory. Yeah. You know,
and it's cool to listen to, but like, how much of it is actually true?
No,
I don't know. I mean, it sounds cool, but like, they might give you like 1% of truth and the rest of it BS. But they make it all sound realistic.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. I've never read anything about it written by Stephen Hawking, and I have never read anything written about it written by Neil deGrasse Tyson. So
fair enough.
And if they don't
write about it, then it ain't true. But I do believe that aliens visited us in ancient times, and they were taking a risk by doing so.
I think so too, Bill. Thank you for that perspective. God bless it. Yeah. No, I mean, Ancient Aliens, I think it's very theatrical and kind of cool to watch. But yeah, I stopped watching it after series one. It seemed to be the same old antics over and over again. So, Spencer, tell me, what do you think means, what does it mean to be a risk taker?
To be a risk taker means doing something that other people wouldn't do, that everyone would kind of consider like, oh, that's dangerous, or oh, that's, you know, risky. Like, whether it being like investing a bunch of money into this or quitting your job and following your dream, risk means it's kind of a, you know, perspective. It's all in the different perspective of what that person wants to do with it. But what I do taking risk is every day I go out and I put my life on the line just to have fun and do what I love for a living. Other people, they play money in the stock market or, you know, this, that, and the other. But being a risk is something that anyone would consider like they could lose something if it doesn't work out.
I totally agree with you. And I think a lot of times when people are risk takers, whether that is, you know, going out there and putting your life on the line every day, whether you are a firefighter as well, there's other people that have jobs that they actually do put their lives on the line, or that they actually try to attain a goal that other people think is crazy. I mean, Keenan, you and I know this, like, you know, more than or better or the same amount as everybody else out there, in the fact that sometimes you have to just put it out there. And if you believe in yourself and you work hard enough, you can try to get somewhere.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I put myself out there quite a bit. I mean, I've done it in the past. I do it in the present, and I'll probably do it again in the future. I mean, like, with all the goals that I have achieved so far this year and years prior to this year, I have just put myself out there and I just said, screw it, I'm taking a risk. This is what I want to do, and this is what the outcome is going to be. And granted, during that particular time, I cannot predict the future. I'm not Nostradamus. But, you know, I do what I do, and hopefully the outcome will be, you know, to my liking, or, you know, or may the odds be in my favor, as they say in the Hunger Games, you know.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the important point that Keenan hit on. I think risk-taking means that you do something without knowing how it's going to end.
I think also not accepting what people tell you. I mean, just because somebody tells you that, like, for example, the, you know, the earth is flat. Just because somebody tells you that and you think, oh, okay, well, it's flat, so I'm going to fall off the side of it if I do that. There were people that actually said, no, I don't know. I'm going to keep going. No, the world is round. So you never fall off. So it's like we can all take these assumptions that people tell us and these, well, that's not true or that's false or whatever. And we can live that way or we can go and try to experience it and figure out the truth. And I think that's a risk taker, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you have to be willing to overcome objections. You have to be willing to overcome other people's ridicule, their challenges.
I totally agree. And I think also sometimes what we have to do is take more steps to become enlightened. And, you know, later on tonight through this show, I'm going to actually give you, and we're going to talk about these actual risks that you can start taking to better your life. Because we can talk about a risk taker is all day long and twice on Sunday. But I think the best thing to do is to explain some risk taking that you can take to better your life and to change where you are now and for the following year to be even better. So stay tuned, because when we return, we'll be talking about risk taking and exactly what you can do to change it up. Perspective with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim up bar. Glass of perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
You know what I'm craving? A little perspective.
That's it. I'd like some fresh, clear, well-seasoned perspective. Can you suggest a good wine to go with that?
With, what, sir?
Perspective. Fresh out, I take it.
I am,
Very well. Since you're all out of perspective and no one else seems to have it in this bloody town, I'll make you a deal. You provide the food, I'll provide the perspective. Which would go nicely with a bottle of Cheval.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're discussing risk-taking, what it means to be a risk-taker. And what risk can you take today? What risk can you start now to better your life forever? You know, right before the break, we were discussing what it meant to be a risk-taker. And I think the concept of doing not what you're told, but experiencing life, realizing that there's more out there than meets the eye, realizing that you have to see reality and conscience for yourself, that just following the masses is not going to get you to the promised land. I think a lot of times, instead of becoming enlightened, we become stuck. And instead of being stuck, we want to actually find something different. And I think if somebody's looking to forge a new life, forge something incredible, a dream, a passion, whatever it is, the unexpected, but also the thing that people say you can never do. I can't remember how many times I've heard people say, you'll never be able to do that. And I think that's an interesting concept because it sucks. It sucks when you hear people say that, especially when it's people you know, when it's relatives, when it's people that are supposed to have your back. And they're over there saying, you know, you're never going to do this. This is never going to happen for you. And you're like, well, wait a second. Why can't I figure that out? You know, joining us here on Perspectives is pro BMX athlete Spencer Bass. And we were actually talking on break. What was that quote that you said?
Matt Hoffman said, if you want to enjoy all the successes and pleasures in life, you have to be willing to accept all of the pain and failure that comes with it. You can't really like have one without the other. And so many people want all this fame and fortune, but they don't want to do what it takes to get there. Yeah, there's a select few people that, you know, just have it handed to them, but everyone else has to work hard for that. And they don't see the road that was paved to get there. It's a lot of hard work, sweat, blood, and tears. I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if my, you know, I put my body in the line to be where I'm at. I love what I do, but it's not just glamorous to get where I'm at, where I am now. So
I agree with you. I think a lot of times also people don't realize all the work you put into it. They see you when you finally get on top and they go, oh, well, that guy just got it for, you know, it just came out of nowhere. He hasn't worked at all. And you're thinking, I've been doing this for 10 years. And, you know, I had a friend of mine that when I was at his last concert, I said, so man, you're doing so well. And he said, you know, a lot of times people just think that, you know, it just happened for me. And I said, how many gigs do you think you've done? And he said, well over 6,000. People don't even think about that stuff because they just see them when they're at the top and they go, oh, they haven't worked that hard. Oh, what did they put into it? And I think people are really quick to try to take down somebody that they see at a level of excellence, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, as far as, like, taking down people that see. But
I don't know. It's like the thing about taking risk is like what I said earlier. I mean, I think what hinders a lot of people from taking risk is that they're so worried about the consequences. And like, I remember when we had George on the show, he stated that he lives his life with reckless abandon, right? And the thing is, I feel as if everyone needs to like live their lives with reckless abandon. Like, you know, what Spencer said, you know, he puts his body on the line, you know, every day doing what he loves to do. And the thing is, it's not only putting your body on the line every day doing what you love to do, but it's also putting your sanity on the line every day doing what you love to do. It's also putting your heart on the line every day doing what you love to do, taking risks just to accomplish your goals.
Well, you know, Keenan, I mean, I think you hit on an important point there. And this is something I've said in previous shows. The greatest fear to mankind is the fear of the unknown.
Exactly.
And I think that's why a lot of people prefer, you know, the safety of, you know, what they know, is because if you take a risk, again, you don't know what the end point is going to look like necessarily. You don't even know what the journey to get there is going to look like. That can be scary. And a lot of people kind of shrink from that.
Exactly. But at the same time, though, complacency can be your enemy. Because when a person becomes complacent, it's like they become stale. They don't want to try anything new. They don't want to.
You don't grow. You don't evolve.
Yeah, exactly. You don't grow. You don't evolve.
Real quick, tell you a story. You know who Pablo Picasso is? Right?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Yes, you have. Famous painter. And so one time he was doing portraits outside of his studio, and people would go up and he would do a portrait. So this really rich lady had heard of him, and, master painter, can you do my portrait? Sure, not a problem. Took him about an hour and did it. Looks fabulous. How much do you want for it? And he said something, like really ridiculous, something like $100,000, whatever the equivalent is. It's like, for that, you just painted my picture in under an hour, and you want that much? It just took you an hour. I said, no, ma'am. It took me all my life.
That's interesting. No, you know? I agree with you, and people like to undervalue those situations. But, let's think about the concept of when you're doing something that you love, and you're constantly going against the grain as far as you're kind of like spinning a new life that other people haven't done. Like a lot of times people sit there and say, is there any mentors in your life? And in a lot of situations, I find that you can look up to certain people and certain levels. But for the most part, if you're forging your own life, if you're forging your own identity and you're moving up the ranks, there's nobody that you can really ask for help. I mean, you have to really believe in yourself. And there'll be days, there'll be nights, there'll be hours, there might be even several weeks where you will sit there and just beat yourself down because you'll be like, I should have been here by now. I should be there by now. Instead, I'm here. And I think that when you're just really running and gunning, I mean, the one thing that I find as an issue as a risk taker is that you get to a certain level and without even giving yourself a pat on the back, you're already saying, okay, now I got to get to this next level. How fast can I get there? What can I do?
I mean, I've got something really similar to add to that. Like, I tell kids all the time at the skate park, I can tell you how to do a trick all day long, but how hard you make it on yourself and how bad you want it is how quick that trick's going to come to you. Some people it could happen in a day. Some people it could take a year, but it's all at the end of the day, that person's how bad they want it and what they really want to do to get it. That's the same thing with life, whether it be you talk to Bill Gates or Mark Cuban or anything about money or anything like that. Like, they can tell you, unless you really want to do it, at the end of the day, you are the final factor in the decision.
Another way, Spencer, maybe you can express that is work ethic. Mm-hmm. It's the desire to accomplish what you want. And somebody can have the greatest talent in the world. You've probably seen this in the park. I mean, you may come across a kid who has all the talent in the world, but isn't willing to put in the work to develop that talent.
I saw a quote the other day, too, that said, hard work outweighs talent when talent hardly works.
That's a great quote.
That's totally true because I've seen people who have the most talent but don't want to do anything with it. And then I've seen people who are just working so hard to get where they want to be that they end up making it because they had a dream, they had a goal, and they didn't stop until they got there. The people with talent didn't realize what they had. Talent doesn't always mean success. Hard work does.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to work hard to achieve what you want to achieve. going back to the quote you just said, it doesn't matter really how talented you are. If you're not willing to work for it, then you're not going to achieve anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Cause, I've seen people, when I was, in the Air Force, I've seen people when I was in college. Hell, I've seen people even when I used to skate, like you just said, they would have all the talent in the world, but yet they were, unwilling to really work for it. I mean, there are these two guys who I used to skate with, very talented skaters, and they could have went somewhere. However, their work ethic completely sucked.
Yep. See it all the time.
Completely sucked. Whereas, when I was skating with Josh Kalis, mm-hmm. I mean, that guy, he not only had talent, but he had work ethic, and I would see him work for hours.
He wanted it.
Yeah, well, on a trick.
Yeah, he wanted
it. I would see
it.
Him work for hours, like just busting his tail downstairs, handrails, you name it.
And busting risks. Other things too, probably.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, take, but he was taking a risk.
Yeah.
He took a lot of risk. I mean, he moved out to California and did the whole thing, and he got sponsored by a professional skateboard companies and whatnot. And then he became pro and he got his own shoe. But I remember I was there when he was taking those risks.
And for the record, on the break, I told him, Josh, I ride BMX and I'm not a skateboarder, but I look at Josh Kalis as one of like the OGs of the skateboarding. Like he's one of the dudes who helped build it to get where the point it is. And he's one of the guys that every skateboarder probably knows his name because he's just been around that long and he's that well respected. And he took the risk it takes to get to that point. I tell these kids all the time that are at the skate park, they want to go somewhere, but they don't want to actually make the move just to drop everything and go for it. Well, if it doesn't work, cool. You're only going to be young once. You're only going to have these opportunities once. You might as well take them while you have them. And if it doesn't work, cool. At least you gave it your all. But if you only give it 99%, what if you'd have given that extra 1%? That extra 1% could have made a huge difference. So
that's very true. I agree with you. And I think also, when we come back from this next break, risk taking involves more than just talking about career. It involves more than just talking about the talent, because a lot of times the risks that we need to take involve internal risk in dealing with ourselves. Okay, because we can sit up here all day and say, hey, if you put all this sweat equity into something and you did all this stuff, guess what? You could turn out to be this. But you know what? A lot of this stuff starts with the ground floor. And the ground floor isn't going out there at the skate park or going to the radio station or being on TV every single day. It's about the internal stuff about you. And so when we return, we're going to be talking about how all this stuff we've been talking about goes directly into the risks that you need to be taking with yourself. And so when Perspectives with Ashley Burgess returns, we'll give you those three risks that you need to start taking right now to make your life totally awesome. And Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, we'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
I like Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, but I prohibit my workers from listening to it.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we've been discussing taking risks. What does it mean to be a risk taker? And now we've moved on just a little bit because we need to talk about the risks that you can start taking right now that will maximize your life, that'll better it in every way, shape, and form. And you know, we've been talking about career. We've been talking about sweat equity. We've been talking about getting out there and pushing yourself forward. Now let's really talk about those three risks that you can start taking. And the first risk that you can really start taking that'll actually benefit your life in every way, shape, and form.
If you don't drop everything over there.
If I don't drop everything over here. Just stop dropping things. Now, okay, so the risk you can take, bar none, don't drop a bunch of stuff on the ground and break it.
Especially when your mic is live.
I know. Yes. I know. I get the computers and the this, and I'm Facebooking on Ashley Burgess. I'm Facebooking on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting on the phone. I'm doing
talking.
This live show. I'm not playing the Texas Hold'em like I was the last few shows.
I know. Yeah, because that's why your hands are like
See,
fidgety.
I was playing. It's really great hands, man.
You're fidgety tonight. You're sitting here wanting to mess
with
things.
I need the cards because that would have been great, because I remember I had like three queens that last time. Okay, so let's talk about these risks that you out there, that everybody listening tonight can start taking, that's going to really help out your life. And the first one is the risk of understanding yourself. Okay, again, the risk of understanding yourself. Why do you do what you do? What do you need to do in your life to understand yourself? Because we can sit there all day and ignore what's going on or ignore what's happening around us and not deal with it. Spencer Bass, you know, pro BMX athlete, has been in the studio with us tonight. And on break, we kind of discussed some stuff. And you know, I think this correlates directly with you, because I didn't realize that, you know, when you were like born, you didn't dream you wanted to be a BMX competitor. It was your father's death. Is that what happened that got you to this level?
Well, see, when I was born, I was actually adopted at birth, and it was a close adoption. My parents adopted me, and when my dad passed away, I like wasn't too sure how to handle life. Like, everything was just like a big blur. I hated life. I didn't want to talk to anyone, and it was a rough 2 years. He passed away when I was 11 from brain cancer, and from then till I was 13, I just like hated life, was getting in a lot of trouble. And after that, like, when I hit 13, the kid came up to me. He was a local in the neighborhood and was like, "Hey, come to the skate park with me." And I was like, nah, it's not for me. He was like, "Come on, I got an extra bike. You can come out." I said, "Okay, cool." So I went to the skate park with him. And after being there 5 minutes, it was like something just clicked. Everything made sense to me, that that's where I needed to be. And I could, you know, let all my angers out and everything. Just the skate park's my punching bag. And ever since then, that's what I've been doing. And I never dreamed where I was now. But I had a love, I had a passion for something, and I knew that I was going to follow it and pursue it 100%. Dreams and goals built from that, but it was because it was my love and my passion, not just a false desire. It was something that I really was passionate about and I cared about, and I had the right motives going into it. So that really put me where I'm at now. And every day, you know, if I were to get a phone call tomorrow and said, "Hey, you don't have any sponsors, you know, no paychecks, no nothing, you're just going to be chilling, riding your bike," I would still go to the skate park and ride the exact same, because that was the passion that I started with, and that's what put me there. So whether it be a risk to get where I'm at now or not, it was a love and passion that pushed that risk to the point it's at now.
You know, so the passing of your father, I mean, I think a lot of people listening tonight have gone through the passing of a loved one, of a parent, and that can put you, like you said, in a dark place, in a place where you would rather avoid dealing with reality, in a place where you'd rather just kind of sit in the dark. And I think that you were able to, you tried it out. You were probably really not wanting to, and you did. And so I think you probably learned a lot of things about yourself when you pushed yourself, right? So you started releasing emotions and feelings that you had. Now, that's not the only issue that you've gone through. You've had to overcome other issues in your life, right?
I mean, I've had several injuries throughout my career, but when I was in 2012, I was diagnosed with cataplexy and narcolepsy. And cataplexy is where you lose emotion on heightened muscle, or you lose muscle tone on heightened emotions. And for some people it's laughter, some people it's anxiety, some people it's fear. My emotion just happens to be adrenaline, which works great considering the sport I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
But when I went to my neurologist, luckily she knew exactly what was going on, and we just had to kind of play for a while with the cocktail of medicine that I was going to have to take for that, because when I fight the cataplexy, then narcolepsy kicks in and I can go to sleep riding my bike. It actually happened in Germany at the Worlds during the finals last summer in 2013. So
you fell asleep on your bike?
I fell asleep jumping the ramp.
Oh.
As I was taking off, I landed asleep and just kind of like went up the quarter pipe and spun out. And luckily my...
It's a good thing you're wearing a helmet, right?
Yeah, yeah, very good. But, you know, it's like they kind of say, you know, a drunk driver is usually the one who's okay in an accident because he's always so loose and everything. Well, when I fall on my bike, if I am asleep, I'm loose, I'm limber, I'm not stiffening up. So luckily my doctor was at the event, my head sports physician, Trish Bearground. She happened to be at the event in Germany. So she ran over and she's like, "Nah, he's good, he's just sleeping, he'll wake up in a minute." I actually woke up, finished my run like nothing was wrong, because I just took a little nap. No big deal. But
that's insane.
I just took a little nap on this ramp where I just like flipped around and did all this stuff, like, and then I woke up.
Excuse me, folks, I'm just gonna take a little
nap. Gumby,
I'll be right back.
I'm Gumby.
And so everyone was freaking out, and she was like, she was waving off paramedics. No, he's good. And I saw footage of it after, and I was like, I don't really know how that works, but it's because, you know, nothing was really wrong. I just took a nap, got up, and kept riding. So now, luckily, we've got my medicine to a point where we can understand where it needs to be and how it needs to be to manage what I do. But instead of just taking that as like, oh, well, I just hit a wall, I might as well find a desk job and work a 9-to-5. I was like, nope. I told my neurologist, I said, what can I do to ride all the time? And then luckily my sports physician, you know, they worked together and they were able to find a good combination. And, you know, it might change in a few years, but the point is that I'm still finding something that enables me to follow my dream and follow my passion. Even if it's risky, I'm willing to take that risk because that's what I love to do. So,
yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, I remember back when, and it was actually 2006, actually. That's when I lost both my parents in 2006. I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandmother, she passed away in February of 2006. In fact, it was February 19th to be exact. And my grandfather, who raised me, he was my father figure throughout my entire life, you know, pretty much growing up. He passed away December 29th, 2006.
Wow, so all in 1 year.
Exactly, all in 1 year. And the thing is, within that year, I mean, in that year, like even, you know, going into, you know, the next year, 2007, I was in a dark place, you know, and in fact, 2006, I mean, itself and like the beginning of 2007 was kind of a blur to me, you know, and yeah, because I remember Lori and I, we got into a fight last week or something like that. And then she screams to me how I don't remember us initially meeting in 2006.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's when my parents died. So, that, yeah. So
you were kind of busy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you had some little things going on there.
Yeah, but it also, like, during that time is when I got out the Air Force. I was coming back from the war.
I was going to say, I thought that's about what time you got out of the service.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So it was like I was going through, like, all this stuff, and then I took a risk by going back to school and studying radio, TV, and film, mm-hmm. not knowing where the hell is going to get me.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in a studio.
And it certainly
right now.
Didn't lead you where you thought it was going to go, did it?
No, it didn't.
At least not yet, maybe.
You know, yeah, it's like now I make my living in radio and social media. So
there you go.
Yeah, that's my risk that I took.
I mean, I think we all take these inherent risks, and I think everybody listening tonight have taken risk. And I think sometimes we don't give ourselves the credit for the risk that we take. Think about it. You take these risks, you deal with them on a daily basis, whether you're risking, you know, your personal health to take care of your children, whether you're having to work two jobs, whether you're having to put off your dream, maybe, to take care of other people. And sometimes we risk things, but in all, if you can sit there and say, hey, I understand myself pretty well, I know why I chose to make these decisions, or I understand where this emotion is coming from. Because I think one of the main things that we tend to not deal with is we tend to sweep our emotions and our true feelings under the rug until we almost feel that it's too late. Mm-hmm. Like we're behind the eight ball. Like, oh, I'm 55 now. How am I ever going to attain my goals? I'm never going to be happy. I've put it off for so long. And I think that everybody listening tonight has to stop putting off understanding yourself, understanding your emotions, why you do what you do, the reasons why you feel the way you feel right now, why you're in the situation you're in, because it's not all about there's this large smiter, this awful God that makes people do things and puts people in bad positions and all this stuff. It's really about what we choose for ourselves. And we make these choices. And whether or not we make these choices that are right, whether we choose correctly or not, that's the key. And a lot of times we make choices for ourselves that we wouldn't choose for anybody else. And why we do it is because we have low self-esteem. We feel low about ourselves. We don't accept ourselves, or we don't feel like we're that good. I mean, it's hard enough to go out there in the game of life and compete to some level when you think that everybody's got to be better than you. And I think that every day to day, people have that feeling. And I've gone through it myself where I wake up and I go, why even bother? They're going to be better than me.
Yeah, I actually, I don't know who the quote's from, but it's another quote that I like living by these quotes because they're so inspirational. But it says, you are your own competition. At the end of the day, in what I do, there's always going to be someone better. There's always going to be someone doing these crazy tricks, and I can't compete with that. But at the end of the day, I can only compete with myself. Take that same aspect to whether you have your job or anything you're doing in life, you are your own competition. Forget what anyone else is doing. It's about you and what you are doing.
Being better than you were yesterday.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's the key. And I think that's, you have all these reality shows and you have all this TV that's gotten people off of that. It's all about competition with people that don't really matter in your life because they're not in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, quit competing against people that aren't even a part of your life, start competing with yourself. Mm-hmm. Look at yourself and say, hey, I am better than I was yesterday because I get myself. And I go through these milestones on a daily basis where I'll be jogging and I'll start thinking about the changes I've made in a 24-hour span of time, the changes I've made in a week span of time, the changes in a month, 6 months, a year. And it is amazing. And I don't always give myself a lot of credit for that. But I think everybody listening tonight has to sit back and say, I take risks. What have I taken? What have I done in my life? And how proud am I? So stay tuned because I'm going to offer you the next two risks that you need to start taking now to better your life tomorrow. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live here on Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you tonight. We've been discussing risk-taking, what it means to be a risk-taker, what risk you can take right now to better your life. And right before the break, I gave you the first risk, and that was the risk of understanding yourself, why you do what you do. And I think understanding yourself is the paramount of issues that we come around as humans. We have to get why we do what we do. We have to understand, why did I choose this for myself? And a lot of times we blanketly say, oh, I must have chose it for this, or I might have chose it for that. But in actuality, you got to go deep and start really thinking about why you chose certain things for yourself. I've made bad choices in my past, and I made them in a deficit thought process. And a deficit thought process to me is, oh, I'm not good enough. It's not going to work out. You know, believing in the naysayers, giving stock to people that maybe don't want to see you do that well. Or, you know, the real truth about that is that they don't think they can do it. So why can you? I mean, if they can't do it, why can anybody else do it? It doesn't make any sense to people. And so a lot of times people say, oh, it's the haters. The haters are out there hating on me. And yeah, there's some haters out there. I'm not going to sit there and say that they don't exist. But for the most part, a lot of people say, well, why are you so good? Why can you do it? If you can do it, then I can do it. But it goes back to what we talked about earlier. You got to put the sweat equity in there. You got to believe in it.
Yeah.
And so the second risk that we have to start on tonight, something that you got to start tonight is the night, baby. So start taking the risks. The next big hardcore risk is to push yourself. Risk pushing yourself mentally and physically all the time. That is so important because when you push yourself mentally, you push yourself and you mentally say, why am I choosing this? Why do I feel this way? As well as physically, I'm going to continue to push myself to be the best I can be, to be the most polished I can be, to be the leader that I can be. You know, and I think that's inherently important. And it's not just the mental, it's also the heart space. Think about it. It's not just all, oh, the mind, because the mind can get us into this whole ego thing too, but it's pushing yourself to feel love, to care about other people, because I think our ego is always out there wanting us to say, oh, they're not our friends, or oh, those people are probably making comments about me, or oh, these people probably feel this way, and so I'm going to put up this barrier and this wall against this because I don't want to feel any pain and I don't want to deal with this. But in actuality, when you really open yourself up to people and you explain who you really are and what's going on, most of the time, 99% of the time, people actually care or they're interested in your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. You know, real quickly, Ashley, I think that's a great point. And I know our listeners tonight on our live on station or on iHeartRadio, however they're listening, they have some stories about pushing themselves in order to take risks. So if they're live, then get on Facebook and Twitter and share it with us.
Most definitely. We're on right now. I know Keenan's on right now too, right?
Yes, I am. I'm always on.
At Keenan Cobb. You know, Spencer Bass is here, you know, pro BMX athlete, which is so cool because I think that this is a very interesting concept because, you know, we're going past the whole, just the, even the physical, because, you know, being a pro athlete like that is pretty awesome. But let's take it to the mental side. Let's take it to the emotional side. I mean, what, you know, Spencer, in your life, you know, I think you have to push yourself like you have mentally, physically, and emotionally to go where you're at.
Oh, completely. Like, you have to, like, be willing to take, like, it's so many people look at a risk as like, oh, I could get hurt doing this, but it goes so much deeper than that. Like, when I started traveling, I was like, this is the life. I love everything I do. This is awesome. And then I didn't realize everything I was risking by doing that. Not getting to see my friends as much, not getting to see my family as much, it all factors in, even the smallest things, you have to be willing to take that jump just to go for it. And you're not going to, and again, you're not really going to know it until you jump for it. But when you do, what you want to do has to outweigh all the risk that comes with it. So.
So true. And I mean, you have to just believe in yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you definitely have to believe in yourself. Even though sometimes, you know, as you're doing what you need to do to achieve your goals, you become frustrated. Mm-hmm. And then every now and again, you get into that dark place and it's like, you just mm-hmm. want to, you know, you want to give up, you want to quit. But then for some people, like, no matter how much they just want to quit, it's like, I don't know what it is. It's like their body just keeps going. It's like that quote from Rocky Balboa mm-hmm. just pops in their head. You know, it's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit.
Yep.
And keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Yo, Adrian, it's not about how hard you can get hit.
what is it? Fall nine times, get up 10?
Yeah,
exactly.
There fall you go. Times, you know, and you know, actually, Keenan, that's goes back to a point that Ashley made earlier. It's, you know, you can choose role models and examples all you want, but you've got to push yourself. Mm-hmm. No one else can do it for you.
And who's to say that we have to choose a role model? Who's to say that we have to have
one? You don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a lot of people do. I mean, I've done that, you know, in the past.
I don't really have one.
I don't have one either. I'm like, there's no, like, specific person who's alive, present, or who lived in the past that I necessarily, like, just look up to like that, who I could say, oh, you know, that person's my mentor. You know, I'm not going to ooh and ah over a person that, you know, breathes the same air that I do in a way, you know, but I don't know. Sometimes I'll just tell people straight up, look, you don't have to like look up to a person to aspire to be that person. Just do you.
I think, well, yeah, like we were talking about the other day, but I think also sometimes we have to look up to ourselves. And I think there's a definite difference between egotistical maniacs that always look up to themselves because they are all that. That's the other extreme of being insecure. Okay, so you're either insecurely like, oh gosh, I hope nobody sees me, or you're the narcissist over there saying, I'm the best, I'm the coolest. But there's somewhere in the middle that you can look up to yourself and say, wow, I'm actually a pretty decent person, and I'm allowed to be happy. And if this is what makes me happy, then I'm allowed to do that, and I'm going to push myself to go there.
I actually, you know, you're talking about not having a role model or anything. When I was growing up, now that I'm able to understand everything that was going on with my dad, even though he's not here, I still look at him as my biggest role model, because no matter what treatment didn't work for him, he was going to try the next one. He was going to do this. He never gave up the fight until his body physically wouldn't let him anymore. If you look at life that way, you can go, I mean, no matter what obstacles put in your way, you're going to fight until the end. And that is the best motivation to have, because you can get, again, fall nine times, get up 10. You can keep getting hit and knocked down, but as long as you can physically get back up, whether, you know, mentally or physically, like, same thing. If you can get back up from it, you're going to succeed at it.
I totally agree with you. So the second risk was to push yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. And the last risk for tonight that we would like you to start implementing in your life, and I think when you listen to these and you really realize the impact of this, and you can see how this will work in your life, it doesn't make it that hard. The last but not least is to risk your comfort zone. You know, you have to risk the comfort zone and the known quotient to really find your true happiness. It's just the way it is, because otherwise I think you're doing someone else's deal. Like we talked about the other day, is like, you know, you got to do you, you know, and you got to allow yourself to move out of this really uncomfortable comfort zone and say, you know what, I'm going to go out there and not know what's going on, but I'm certainly the heck going to try it out.
Well, you know, Ashley, as always, all your tips and suggestions tie into each other. I think by definition, if you're going to risk something, you have to get out of your comfort zone. You know, and people who, you know, kind of have the fear of the unknown, like I was saying in the first segment, who don't want to take risks because they're afraid of where it's not going to lead. You know, that's where you have to get out of your comfort zone and say, okay, you know, maybe I don't know where all this is going and maybe I have to push myself, but I'm going to take the risk because this is what I enjoy and this is what I was meant to do. And of course, you know, my backstory, Ashley, and so do our long-term listeners. You know,
yeah.
I was an insurance agent for, you know, several years, almost 12 years. And it got to the point where it's just like, you know, I would rather rob a bank than go to work one more day.
Again, I would really like to be the driver on that car.
I know, wouldn't you though? And
not really, but it would be kind of fun.
And you know, Spencer, that was the day I decided, you know what? What will make me happy? Because I was making a pretty good living. You know, mm-hmm. I had a house and you know a good job and you know money to you know be comfortable with, but I wasn't happy. Yep. And so I had to take stock and say, okay, what is it that I want to do? And I saw myself getting into the broadcasting business, and people thought I was crazy. You know, it's like, dude, you're not a kid, you know, and what are you doing, you know, moving away from your hometown, moving to the big city, going to college again, and whatnot. But it's what I wanted to do, and I took the risk, and I could have fallen flat on my face.
Yep. People can only call a dream crazy until you make it your reality. And then at that point, it can't be considered crazy more because it's real. So someone can call stuff crazy all day long, but if you've made it real, you got to that point. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. It was all for you.
It was a great show, Spencer, by the way. I'm glad you came on.
Glad to be here.
Like to have you on here in the future. Most definitely.
I would enjoy to be here again.
Awesome. Yeah, and we appreciate you know, your perspective. It really enlightened tonight's conversation.
It's literally another perspective, right?
Yeah, baby. Keenan, always awesome.
Thank you. In fact, I'm probably gonna end up taking a couple of risks after the show.
Yeah.
I am. I'm about to take a huge risk.
Take it.
And
does the risk have a name?
Yes, the risk does have a name, and I might end up falling flat on my face, but I don't care.
But you got to take the risk.
I know that I'll get some text though about it, so hopefully it'll all be good. Kiki, I hope it's all good. So, you know, tonight's show, if you gain anything out of this tonight, you know, it's about the risks that you should take, about understanding yourself, about pushing yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, about getting yourself out of that comfort zone. You know, you deserve to be the best you. You deserve to allow yourself to know that person within you, to love and to respect that person, and to have the best of the best. So stay tuned. We have a great show for you next week, and Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in... Well, we'll be back in three shakes.